And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Roland. I'm your host for this program. And I think you're going to enjoy it. At least I hope you will. Because I'm going to talk about some very important things today. Let's begin. Ladies and gentlemen, the world is not so good. Not so good. A lot of trouble. A lot of problems. A lot of issues. And where are the answers? Where are the answers? See? There's a lack of answers, a lack of leadership, a lack of understanding, a lack of love. You see it in the home. You see it in the home. You see, for example, typical family. And there's a lot of drama, a lot of issues, a lot of problems. And somehow, when you were a little child, you sensed that all that was needed, all that was needed was a little bit of love and understanding. When you were a little child and you had something went wrong, you fell down or you cut your finger or something went wrong and you were crying, all you needed was a good parent or grandparent, someone there with understanding. Okay? That's all you needed, was someone who had understanding. When you were a teenager, you didn't need somebody to talk at you. You didn't need a lecture. You just needed someone who had understanding. Okay? It doesn't mean that they supported you and went along with everything that you said. It doesn't mean that at all. See, all your peers, you had a lot of peers. In fact, you've probably been corrupted by too much in the way of peers, peer group support. But you didn't need peers. You needed someone with understanding. And someone with understanding, that can be tough love. Did you ever have a teacher that was really, really strict? But she was good. I had an English teacher like that. She was so strict, and she wouldn't put up with any nonsense whatsoever. And she wouldn't take any excuses whatsoever. And people performed. See, they liked her because she didn't pander to them. She didn't condescend to them. She didn't talk down to them. She had high expectations. Okay? And she was strict. She was firm, but she was definitely firm. We didn't mind. We liked that. See, a lot of parents don't realize that their kids want boundaries. Their kids want someone that's sometimes firm. Dad, can I go out after midnight with my friends in their car? No. Okay. Dad, can I go get this tattoo or these earrings or what have you? No. Dad, is it okay if I go and smoke marijuana with my friends? No. See? It's all it takes. Of course, But it has to be not just a weak no or a wimpy no. See, it has to be a no that has depth to it. You know, gravitas. Remember they used to talk about gravitas? Need some gravitas. Okay? And that's the role of good parents. So most of the issues that we have in our homes could be very quickly solved or nipped in the bud. Wouldn't even develop in the first place. The crime, the mayhem, the drug use, the drug addiction, the promiscuity, the sexually transmitted diseases, and many other issues. The unhappiness, the depression, crime, the delinquency, the rebellion. They could all have been nipped right in the bud if there had been a good father there, okay, with understanding. Not a weak dad, not a people-pleasing dad, Not a dad who just wanted to be liked, but a dad who had some principles and some honor and stood for them and had a twinkle in his eye. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. My name is Roland. The program is, of course, my program. I used to call it Common Sense. Over the years, what I have to offer has evolved. It's still common sense, but it's more like my internet presence is more like talk to a pastor. Talk to a pastor. So we're talking about love and understanding. Now let's talk about our bodies. Okay, now I talked about the family. Okay, now let's talk about the nation next. Look at the nation. Where's the love? Where's the understanding? It seems nowadays like they're children, like adolescents, like silly, you know, when you listen to sports talk, it's like juvenile silliness. The media is like, I don't know how you could describe them. Condescending, weak charactered, there's just no gravitas there. There's no there. Who was the famous authoress, the famous author? They asked her about a city and she said, there's no there. Okay? And how about the politicians? And how about the, when you look everywhere, the schools, the colleges, the medical profession, the pharmaceutical profession, the everything profession, almost. The helping profession, that's for the ones that seem to be the biggest problem. You know, if you look at, air conditioning repair, automobile repair, electricians and carpenters and those type of people, a lot of them are still solid, down to earth. See, there's some strength there. There's some wisdom there. There's some understanding there. Then see, business a lot. But when you look at anything that's not a key core thing. If it's some kind of a helping profession, whether it's a medical profession, the psychiatry, psychologists, counseling, education, school, universities. See, all of the so-called helping professions, all the agencies, they all have a worldly spirit, a spirit that of denying, the pharmaceutical profession. Somehow they deny God. Somehow they roll up their sleeves and try to, they rise to the occasion of your need with their remedies and their ideas and their social experimentation and so on, and it doesn't work. See, they try to, they're human. What does it say in the Bible? The love of the world makes for enmity with God. The love of the world. See, when you cry out to all these helping, whatever they may be, whether it's a school or a counselor or a government agency or whoever you cry out to, yes, they will answer. See, they will. They will roll up their sleeves and try to help you. That's their job. That's how they make a good living, too. There's a lot of money to be made in problems. The more people that have problems, health problems, emotional problems, mental problems, financial problems, the more problems people have, the more money there is to be made in becoming a helper. See? So they roll up their sleeves and they will try to help. But the worldly help that they have often is not, see, it's not that good. It's not that good, or it becomes addicting. See, the proof that something is not good or is sinful. Yeah, sinful. Is that it becomes addicting. See, true love is liberating. True love is liberating. True love sets you free. It doesn't addict you and make you dependent. So if you find yourself to becoming dependent on anyone or anything, codependent, drug dependent, dependent on your support group, see, addicted to going to school forever for degrees or whatever it is that you become addicted to, whatever substance, whatever person, whatever relationship, whatever help, you find it creates dependency, need, addiction, then you can be sure that in the long run it's not good for you. See, you can be sure that it's corrupting you and degrading you and destroying your character, taking away your freedom. See, I could say the same thing for the churches. I could say the same thing for so much of the church. See, a church, see, any kind of a helping thing ought to really be like going to the emergency room in a hospital. Okay, you got a broken leg or something, you go to the emergency room, you get it fixed. See? Then, in a very short amount of time, you're out of the hospital, your body heals, you're better, and you're back to business again. You don't want to go to the hospital and stay forever. You want to go there to get a little help, get better, and then you're good again, see? So be the same with everything else. It ought to be the same with all of our helping professions and the churches and the support groups and everything else. A little bit of help, and then you're back on your feet and you're good again, see? So what's missing? Love is missing. What's missing from the home? Understanding is missing. The good father is missing. That's what's missing in society. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. So, I talked about home. I said that love and understanding is missing. I talked about society. Now, let's talk about your body. When your body has an issue, has some kind of an issue, you know, you have pain somewhere, something's bothering you, okay? Do you have patience for your body, or do you become impatient with it? Do you resent the pain? Do you resent the discomfort? See? Do you want to immediately get rid of it, get rid of the symptoms? See? Or do you have understanding? Do you have patience? See, with your children, do you have patience? Your body is almost, in a sense, you could say your body is like a child. You should be like the good parent of your body. When you have understanding and love, if you had understanding and love, see, then a lot of the issues might not develop in the first place. You would know what to avoid, what to say no to, what not to eat. See, what practices not to get involved with, and so on. And well, you would, and as time went by, you'd become wiser and wiser. You'd see more and more. Okay? You would have insight. You would have understanding. You'd have realizations. You'd begin to realize, oh, I see. See? And so you'd be getting better instead of worse, smarter, more wiser. See? You'd have more love, more understanding, more patience, endless patience. See? You would grow in character, grow in wisdom. And your body would benefit from it. And then when something did come along, maybe something comes off the assembly line from some practices that you had years before when you didn't eat right and you got all upset and stressed to your adrenals and, you know, that kind of thing. Or you ended up somewhere where you came in contact with something unwholesome and so you got hepatitis, or I'm just making something up, whatever it might be. See, or you were been angry your whole life, full of anger and rage, and it had an effect upon your heart or upon your tummy, see, on your blood vessels. But now you're older, wiser, see, but maybe something comes off the assembly line. Now can you look at it with love and with patience, with understanding? See, then you might see, the more understanding you have, see, then you'd be able to find the right doctor. See, there's a lot of doctors, and there's some good doctors. Some good doctors. See? Some know what they're doing. See? And with your insight, with your understanding, with your love, with your patience, with your wisdom, see, with your intuition, well, you'd find the right doctor, the one that has the right treatment to help you. See what I mean? Okay. But do you become angry with your body and impatient and resent it? Do you resent the pain? Do you resent the body? Do you resent the doctor? Do you resent the bills? See, do you resent? See, resentment is not good. What possible good can resentment do? Resentment is impatience and hate. What good can that possibly do for anything? For your body? For yourself? For your kids? Can't do any good, see? I was in Starbucks the other day and I saw a guy. And he was looking for 2% milk. They didn't have any. So I saw that he was angry. He went up and he rolled his eyes, you know, like, because they didn't have 2% milk out. He rolled his eyes. So they handed him a big bottle, you know, the half-gallon bottle. They handed it to him from, you know, where they make the lattes and everything. So they handed it to him, and then a few seconds, I turned away and did something, and then a few seconds later, there was this big crash, and all of a sudden, he dropped the milk bottle on the floor, and milk went splashing everywhere, on top of the tables, on the walls, everywhere. See? Now, why did that happen? It's because he was angry. See? I saw him, when I saw the expression on his face and saw him rolling his eyes, I knew he was angry. So that's what happens. So what good does being angry do? It doesn't do any good. Okay? Not only that, but you don't like yourself when you're angry because you're out of control. So it's a lack of self-sovereignty. See, the emotion of anger and resentment leads to a loss of self-control, a loss of self-sovereignty, okay, which you don't feel good about that, see, and then you have to rely on someone to help you, to calm you down, see, to clean up the mess that you made, to treat you for what went wrong in your upset condition. You see what I mean? So it'd be much better if you could develop some love, understanding, patience, all these beautiful virtues. Well, where are you going to find them? You're not going to find them out in the world. There's precious little of it out there in the first place. The person who should have it should be your father ought to be the one. Your father ought to be the most patient, the most noble, the most wise, like Moses. Ought to be like Moses or Jeremiah, and like George Washington. See, like that, like Winston Churchill. Noble, no faults, no weaknesses, or overcoming his weakness. If he has some, he's overcoming them. See? And he's growing wiser. That would be good. See, and if you saw the good, if you saw a goodness, if he reached within, instead of crying out to your mom, instead of leaning on her, instead of looking to women, instead of worshiping women, if he looked within, cried out to his Creator, within, see, and he would develop that strength of character. He would, and he would develop something that comes from God, something that's, see, true, real love, mysterious love, agape love, emotionless love, real love doesn't even come from the person. It comes from God through the person. Through the person who loves what is right and honors principle and gets their ego out of the way. Okay? And is not resentful. And then seeing the good in your father and loving that good in the father and respecting the good in the father, then one day when you grow up, you could one day transfer that love and allegiance to what's good in your father to God. See? Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. I wanted to say something about Robin Williams, the death of Robin Williams. It's affected a lot of people. A lot of people are affected. A lot of generations, because he was loved and, well, not really loved, but he was liked or entertained people from different generations. So I want to say something. I want to say, first of all, that he is like so many in the entertaining world, and also like, see, I know how like women feel. They feel like they're being used. I'll never forget, I was watching a performer on the stage, a pianist. He played the piano, and he ended up winning the competition. But he did his performance, and he stood up, and I saw him looking at the audience, and everybody was clapping. And I could see in his eye, I could see in his face what he was thinking. First of all, he was thinking that my performance wasn't that good. Everybody was clapping wildly like it was so good. It wasn't that good. It was good, but it wasn't that good. See what I mean? It wasn't that good. It was okay. So he knew it wasn't the best. He knew it was just okay. So there was something false about the adulation that people were giving him. And the second thing is, he somehow sensed that people don't really love him. They don't love the person. See, they love what he does for people. Makes them feel good. See, makes them excited, entertains them, makes them laugh, something like that. So a lot of entertainers feel that. They feel, see, everybody laughs, everybody, see? Rich people are that way too. Everybody kowtows to them and bows and scrapes. But where's the see, and a lot of women feel that way too. Men use them. Use them for their body, use them for sex, use them for support, use them for approval, use them to comfort their ego. See, men use women instead of loving the woman, loving the woman for herself. He loves her for what she does for him. See what I mean? So I'm sure there was some of that with Robin Williams. The second thing is, you can see the love of the world, how it failed him. I made a YouTube video about it, about that. The love of the world failed him. The rehab love, the drug love, the meditation love, the adulation love, the fan love, see, all the love, the love from the media, all the different kinds of love, the awards love, see, there was no real love there. It all failed him. See, It all failed him. So what we need is real love, and it comes from God. But we become blocked from it as long as we think we're going to find love in the world. Now, when we're young, we all do. We all think we're going to find love in the world. We go out in the world looking for love. There's no question about it. But as time goes by, some of us begin to see that there is no love out there. See, and that we resent that. But you have to get over your resentment. If you resent people, then you're going to become trapped. See, out of guilt, and it'll make you look even more for love. The more guilty you are, the more you'll look for the love of the world. You have to stand back, see that there is no love, and then look for real love. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org. Or sensecounseling.org. So I'm going to say it one more time. Don't resent other people. Don't resent your dad. Don't resent your mom. Don't resent other people. Don't resent men or women or your fans or anybody else. Just stand back and see that nobody loved them either. See, there's very little love out there. Just see that that's the truth. Don't resent seeing it, okay? And then look for real love. See? Look for real love. Love that's beyond the world. A love that's uncorruptible. A love that's innocent. A love that restores you and sets you free. A love from the Father. Okay? Through His Son, of course, who He sent to rescue us from the love of the world. My name is Roland.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.